Tomorrow is First Friday, the day of our First Friday Arts segment. We mark the occasion with, well, we like to think of this as First Friday Eve. We bring in musician, performer, writer Josh Gross for a segment featuring bands coming to the region. It is called Rogue Sounds, and Josh is back in the studio today. Good to see you again.
And Jeffrey,
is September a big month? You know, I'm not really.
We say every time we say, "Is this a big month? Is this a big month?"
I ask.
I'm going to say each
year.
Month is exactly 1/12 of the year, Jeffrey.
Really?
It's 1/12 of the tangent. No, September. I mean, September honestly is a time when things wind down a little bit. You're getting the tail end of the summer touring schedule. I think for us, this particular region right now specifically, it's a little bigger than the average location, just because everyone is having this like. Holy bejesus, the fire finally went away. Well, until today, obviously.
Right.
And so everyone is like going out and like willing to do stuff. Like Brit kind of tanked for a lot of the summer. They've still got a few handful of shows left, and people are more willing to go out to those now. So less events are getting canceled, and people are more excited and enthusiastic about fall than they usually are. So this is an unusual September, but September usually it's already, cause you still get that tail end of the tour, summer
right.
stuff.
And,
you know?
it's still warm. It's still pleasant for a good bit of the month. So Storm Large, big name right at the top of the list, because her last name is Large, saw her last Christmas in her Christmas show. And it's with, this is with Les Bonheurs at Brit.
Yeah.
Now is that her usual band?
No, Les Bonheurs is a newer project. I mean, her band is like kind of some rotating people, and she also plays with Pink Martini. She's one of their singers, so she kind of rotates. But this is one of her like sort of personal passion projects. Storm, for those of you who don't know her, giant personality with the loudest voice I've ever heard, one of the big loudest people, just an incredible singer. And when she got her start in Portland, I mean, she'd been singing all over, but she really got her start in Portland, and she was as the resident sort of lounge singer at this place called Dante's. And what she would do is this called loungecore act, where she would take sort of old classic rock standards and like do sort of sleazy lounge versions of them. Like one of her big hits was she mashed up like Inagata Davida by Iron Butterfly and I think it was Dancing Queen by ABBA for ABBA Gotta Davida. And it's just like, and you on the surface you're like, that can't possibly work. And then you hear it and you're like, oh my God, that is amazing. It's so good. You know, it's like
And she can work in multiple genres. I saw
she can. She
with,
is,
with the orchestra a few years ago doing
like
Seven Deadly Sins.
Frustratingly talented. I mean, she had a Broadway show. I mean, like really, you know, number one New York Times bestselling author. I mean, like really, first and foremost, an unparalleled vocal talent. And this is a project she's been working on that kind of blends a lot of different lounge influences. And this, I think we're going to hear is her remake of a Cole Porter song.
Let's find out. So here again, you know, the power that she has that you can hear in Reserve even when she's not belting it out.
Oh, it's just being hinted
like right
at
there.
Yeah. And I think she described that one as like the sound of that song as like sung by a serial killer planning their next hit, like where she really wanted to sort of reinvent it. If you've never had the chance to see her live, it's not only she's an amazing vocal talent, but she's just a very large stage presence, very body.
definitely
learned some new curse words you could
kids,
not imagine existed. But the funny thing is, you know who loves her is my mom. It's like she is a big hit with all the audiences who should be like clutching their pearls in terror. And they're just like, well, finally someone had the courage to say it. I'm glad it didn't have to be me. But Jesus, did you see the way she referred to the nether
she does,
regions?
Yeah, yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, she's got all kinds of words. It's amazing. Yeah, the Christmas show. And what was it she talked about? I want to sing the song first about how Jesus' parents met, and it was just a small town girl.
Yeah, no, it's she's an entertainer in the very classic sense, and an astounding talent. If you've never had the chance to see her, do not miss Storm Large and Le Bonheur at Brit, especially outdoors. That's going to be a wonderful show. That's going to be Saturday, September 8th. You will have a magical evening.
Are you all right? So let us
or your money back from JPR.
What?
Which you didn't donate to.
Disclaim. So here's let's take this one right out of the blue. Hollow Bodies.
Yeah.
OK, Okay, Hollow Bodies doing their version of the Cole Porter classic.
Exactly, yeah, the Hollow Bodies doing a little Cole Porter tune. No, the Hollow Bodies are a Medford band. They've been, you know, doing the club thing for a while, and they just are a great, loud, rowdy, classic, you know, rock band in the tradition. The classic tradition of like loud body rock bands. And they finally got around to recording their debut album. They're releasing it on Howie's in Medford on September 15th. And that's going to be just a rollicking good time. It's going to be loud. Some people are going to throw up some rock fingers. Someone's probably going to barf on the sidewalk outside. It's going to be a wonderful, it's going to be a magical evening or your money back from JPR.
Stop saying that. You knew I had to finally say, stop saying that. You're not going to get your money back from JPR.
Disclaimer, I am lying. You're not going to get your money back from JPR. But you will have a wonderful evening. I'm a big fan of like the sort of explosive, spectacular live experience, and that's why I'm drawn to acts like Storm Large, who is a wonderful live performer, and acts like the Hollow Bodies, who are just a full on sonic assault. And it's just, you're gonna go there, your head's gonna bang, your finger's gonna rock, and
how,
you're
gonna
have a great
band?
Time.
It's four-piece.
Two guitars, bass, and drums, the sort of classic lineup.
Okay, yeah, the classic
you know,
lineup.
And,
yeah.
You know, and it's okay if you want to do air guitar. No one's going to judge, man. You can do it.
That's good to know. I feel supported
you just,
now.
Woo! Yeah. Come on, you know, like get in there. come on, Jeffrey. We know you like to get in the pit.
last month, I was
guaranteed to see
this,
Jeffrey
but, yeah.
in the pit at the Hollow Bodies or your money back.
That's right.
JPR.
I will take my hair. Stop saying All right, we've gotten used to that already. All right, so that's Howie's on September 15th
yeah.
for a Hollow Bodies.
The album release party, their debut album. I think that's going to be a good one.
All right, so now this was the featured picture, actually, on our web blur.
I should hope so.
How could you not put up the picture of Clownvis Presley?
Yeah, let's hear Clownvis.
Here's a story about the real Christmas. Jesus Christ eating on a chicken wing. He's got hot sauce and ranch to dip in. Baby, he's his little baby heaven. Jesus Christ eating on a chicken wing. It's his birthday today, so let him have it his way.
Wow, that is a new interpretation of the Christmas story.
and it just gets better from there. Clownvis Presley, I mean, you get almost everything you need to know about the act right there in the name, except that it's not just a gimmick. He really is very, very funny, very, very talented, and in a weird way, there's a very long tradition of doing sort of themed Elvis impersonations, but I think this one's really hit on not only something new and different, but also like brought a level of talent to it that isn't always, like sometimes it's like, that's it. That's all people have is just like, oh, I can do an Elvis voice. Thank you very much. You know,
but he's got clown makeup.
He's got clown makeup, he actually
wears the red nose.
Yeah.
Right?
And he's got a really excellent comic timing and comic writing. Was famously told to F off by all three judges of America's Got Talent because he roasted them a little too hard, which is kind of a beautiful thing. That's an accomplishment in and of itself. I mean, just here's the thing. It's like I say, you're never going to ever see another act where you're just like, oh, it's just your average generic Clownvis Presley, you know, comedy act. You know, it's like this is something unique. And if you have the chance to see something unique, why not? Go for it.
So is it all new material? Does he do any actual Elvis stuff or just stuff that sounds like Elvis?
Well, I mean, that was an original Elvis tune.
Was it? Okay.
No, that was not. He rewrote that song. I mean, come on, Jeffrey.
I
really
wonder if he adapted Elvis tunes.
Elvis,
not I'd heard
the king of gospel, was really going to be singing a song about Jesus Christ.
No, I didn't think the words had come from Elvis Presley himself, but Clownvis Presley, for
no,
sure.
No, he does a lot of original songs in the style of Elvis, and you know, he does a little bit of parody here and there, but a lot of it's just his great comic presentation, you know, and that's really the core of it. And that's going to be at Johnny B's in Medford on September 20th, which is also like, you know, kind of a, used to be kind of an Elvis museum in and of itself. So that's really going to be a nice dovetailing of interests and general confusing of people.
Good place for Clown.
That's gonna be a good one.
Yeah, you got to look at the picture anyway of Clown. I mean, because the hair alone is worth the price of admission, which Josh Gross will happily refund for you if you're not satisfied.
That's exactly, yeah. So that is a picture of my hair, in fact.
All right, we talked in the first hour about the return of Vox Swifts to Chimneys in the region in September. Let's talk about a group called Mimicking Birds.
Yeah, please.
Josh Gross Lumps and Rogue Sounds. Have you brought in shoegazers? Is that what I'm hearing? This sounds like Ride from the 90s.
Interesting that you said from the 90s. Mimicking Birds, Portland band, indie band. The kind of thing that elevated them up into the world is they got kind of like picked up and discovered and produced by Isaac Brock of Modest Mouse, who just said, I like this band a lot. I want to do some stuff with them. And that kind of like threw them under the map. But they're you know, your traditional clown-themed Elvis Presley indie rock band from Portland, you know, as a, you know, just the standard issue. they're just a great indie band with great songs, great shoegaze. I mean, it's dream pop. It's, you're going to have a great time. It's good stuff. And, you know, I like it a lot. I don't know. I don't have a whole lot to say about it specifically other than it's really nice, pleasant, sort of dreamy, like, fun music.
I dislike it. I have two Ride CDs at home.
Yeah.
Or should I say LPs now? Which is cooler now? I forget. Neither one, right? It's got to be.
I just said cool isn't cool, Jeffrey.
Oh,
just
really? That word finally had to be retired after 50 years? let's explain the term shoegazers, though.
Yeah, sure.
It's interesting how this got about. It's because they had so many effect pedals for their guitars, they were always looking down at their shoes?
That's one interpretation. Another one is that they were just sort of like, it was sort of a introvert music where you're just kind of like looking at the ground rather than making eye contact with people. Mm-hmm. You know? And some of it's just that vibe of just like, well, I'm going to look down at my feet and shuffle rather than dance. You know, uh-huh. I mean, it's kind of like people apply their own story, but certainly there were a lot of pedals involved. So,
okay. I'm glad we could help the audience out with the shoegazing term. But okay. So this is Mimicking Birds at Brick Room in Ashland on September 28th.
Yeah. That's going to be a good one.
And you're giving people a choice here on September 28th, because we also have a band the same night at the Rogue Theater.
Yeah. It's Choose Your Own Adventure.
Floater. Is the sound of Floater. And one thing is really clear right now, which is neither one of us has enough hair for a full metal act. we can't toss our heads like that and have the hair go back and forth.
I want to throw out one quick disclaimer about for anyone out there who is a historical fan of Floater. That is a very old song. That one is from the 90s. That was from their very first album. That was a tune called Cinema. And the reason I played that one is because that was one of the songs that just made me fall in love with that band and with live music in general, because that was like, when I was in high school, that was one of like the two Oregon bands. It was like Floater and the Cherry Poppin' Daddies. But like Cherry Poppin' Daddies were like, hey, we're going to swing, we're going to have a good time. Floater was like, we're going to bring some rock. And it was just like, seeing them was just like so revelatory, you know, just like the power of sort of live music and rock music. And I've always been in love with that tune. And what's so cool, I mean, they really were kind of part of that wave of sort of like the intersection of sort of alternative rock and art metal. You know, like bands like Tool really sort of took to a much bigger level. Floater never quite made it to that like sort of status, but they kept doing really, really good, innovative, like interesting rock music. You know, like, and they've kept doing it this long. They're still around doing this thing, and I just think that's great.
Same lineup. I mean,
I can't speak to that. I actually haven't looked into the same lineup. I know it's the same sort of central songwriting
but
people.
Still there. Okay.
Yeah, and it's really powerful music that endures, and it's got like a deep legacy of sort of like deep roots in Oregon's music history. And it's really like, if you've never had the chance to experience Floater live, I just really highly recommend it. And it's also, that's going to be another nice contrast. You can go see the nice sort of soft, quiet indie show at Brick Room, or you can go to the Rogue Theater in Grants Pass and rock the fudge out.
Thank you for leaving that to fudge. So let's go through the list again, because we're almost out of time. Storm Large and Les Bonheurs at Brit on Saturday, September 8th. Hollow Bodies doing their album release party at Howie's in Medford on September 15th. Clownvis Presley at Johnny B's in Medford. You got to see the hair alone. September 20th. Mimicking Birds at the Brick Room in Ashland on September 28th, and then Floater, same night, at the Rogue Theater in Grants Pass.
Yeah.
And that's just, you limit it to five, but you probably go through a lot more stuff.
I do go through a lot more five, is it more than five? Sometimes it's a challenge to get them down, but I think I know what you like, Jeffrey. You know, we've been doing this a little while, you know.
It's not about
I know what JPR is willing to risk refunding people's money on, you know, this point.
Josh Gross always makes it an adventure in the studio here once a month for our segment called Rogue Sounds, which indicates that tomorrow is our first Friday art segment. So that'll start us off tomorrow. Josh Gross, always good to see you. Thanks so much.
Yes, glad to be here.